Hey, before I start today's episode, I want to tell you that Tally Tumblers are finally here. Yes, the long wait is finally over. I have yard game tumblers, tennis tumblers, and even a tumbler especially for golf. Oh my gosh. So these tumblers are stainless steel, rotating rings, keep track of your score, so you'll never lose track of that score while playing your favorite backyard game. How perfect is that? You could get your tumbler right now at tallytumbler.com. Use promo code TALLY10, save some money, grab yourself a tumbler, and have some fun. Play, sip, score. Tally Tumbler.
This is Toss Talk, where it's all about yard games, having fun, and what it takes to create social entertainment. With your host and creator, Kelvin, on Toss Tunes Radio.
Hey, what is up? And welcome back to another episode of Toss Talk. And today we are playing Toss It Game. Yes, this is a brand new game, and I like the way this game is designed and set up and ready to play because it is developed by a 17-year-old that is itching, that can't wait to get this game sold on Shopify as soon as he turns 18. Jack, coming out of New York, developed this game with the help of his father that actually had some good insight on this game. And he is ready to get this game in your hands for summer. Yes, pre-orders are available right now. Links are in the show notes. Fun fact about this game, there's no scoring. Yeah, no scoring. Interesting. You just got to win as many rounds as you want. Keep playing. And there's a ton of different game modes. Check it out. Links are in the show notes. Check them out on TikTok. But hey, let's get into this chat. Let's get to play some Toss It Game.
Hey, Kelvin.
Hey, Jack, what's going on?
Nothing much. How you doing?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm doing good.
Yeah, I'm glad we're finally getting a chance to talk after, chatting back and forth for so long.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, man, let's get right into it. Where are you from, and what led you up to create Toss It Game?
So I'm from a little town called Beacon, New York. And we're about 90 minutes away. So people always kind of think we're from the city, but it's a little more small town around here. Toss It was actually my dad's idea back in like 2018-ish. Okay. We were at like a family barbecue that we were hosting. We had some friends and family over playing cornhole. And afterwards, he had this idea for Toss It, and me and him worked on like rough prototypes for it, and that was kind of how it started.
Wow! So just like out of nowhere, he's like thinking of a game and started trying to put it together.
Yeah, he came to us like he's like, I got this crazy idea of this giant colorful board. It's kind of like cornhole, but there's like no points to it. Just it's really eye catching. It's crazy, but that's just how it started.
That's pretty cool. Did you guys like play games before that, or like you are you like a gaming family?
Yes and no, kind of. Like I really like yard games. And some games my family likes. But I'm the one that likes yard games the most in the family.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's interesting. Your dad just got a spark and just went with it.
Yeah.
So what was the next steps after that? What did you guys actually do?
After he came up with the idea, we took like a drop cloth canvas kind of thing and threw down some black, red, yellow, green, and blue duct tape onto it. Made a really, really rough prototype, played around with it. We liked the idea and moved on to the next prototype, which was a painted tarp that we cut into a 5x5 square. That one worked out pretty well, but the paint kept like chipping off every time we folded it and rolled it.
Okay. Yeah, so how many design concepts did you go through before you got to your final one?
The overall design has pretty much stayed exactly the same, just four colors, six colored squares for each color, and then a middle black square.
Uh-huh.
The only thing that's really changed is what we're throwing. The initial idea was to toss poker chips onto it, because that's like seemed fairly cheap to make and like kind of different. The only problem with that was that it kind of limited what you could play on. It pretty much didn't work at all on concrete, which makes sense. They were just bad to judge. Sand and grass, it worked well. Same for, we thought about like the washer toss, like metal washers.
Yeah.
But we settled on the mini sandbags because it's like, it kind of worked on everything. So it was the perfect medium.
Okay. Nice. Yeah. So explain a little more about actually how do you play the game? Because I've seen a couple of videos and looked at your website and everything. So I'm not 100% on actually how you play. So explain that a little more.
Yeah, definitely. I need to make videos on how to play. Got to find the time.
I know. Got so many things to do in a business.
Yeah. So like for cornhole, aim for the board or the hole to like score points. That's not a thing in toss it. Like, yeah, you're still tossing the bag, but there's no points whatsoever. Kind of scrap that whole kind of confusion of keeping score and that kind of hassle. So think of it more like a race to the middle black square. So four teams or four players, because each color has seven bags. So really you could have one player per bag. So you could have four teams of seven players if you wanted, or just four teams of one player. So it's really, you could have up to what, 28, right?
Yeah.
Or you could play 1v1, or you could play with just three people. So kind of opens it up to a lot more people to play. So the first team will say like red is tossing the bags onto the board. They will aim for their six colored squares, and they have to get their bag 100% within their box. We have a couple different game modes, but for classic, it has to be 100% within, and that's the 100% of the bag touching the square, the color. If it's touching the black border, it doesn't count.
Okay.
If the edge is like hanging over the border, that's fine because it's not actually touching the mat.
All right.
Then the next player, you would go to the left, they would do the same thing. So each team would just take the one toss around until all 28 bags were tossed. Then next, you would all go in, collect your missed bags, go back, and just keep tossing. You would start again with red team because that's the team that started. So just keep going around until, say, red team has landed six of their seven bags on their six colored squares. Their next goal was to get their last bag 100% within the middle black square to win. And we say you can play with redemption or without. So with redemption, it would be like you could pick the next player to your left has one toss to knock the bag out of the middle square, causing red team to lose their lead. Or you could pick one random player to toss, like you could pick yellow instead of blue or whatever you want to do to switch it up. Or you could play no redemption where red team just automatically wins because they were the first. So there's a lot of rules that you can customize kind of.
I get that. And can you knock another team's bag off their color square?
Yeah, all throughout the game, you can target another team essentially.
I'm starting to get knock this them back.
Yeah, so it's kind of like a race. You could team up with another team to target a team so that they can't win. kind of thing. Or you could go solo and just try and race your way to the finish.
Yeah, because I guess, I mean, you want to try and get all your bags in there, but if you're wasting a throw, knocking another bag, it kind of hurts you as well. So I get the nuance going on. I like it.
Yeah, so it's a little more, like, versatile than cornhole. Like, cornhole, it's, all right, you can get the bag on the board, or you can get it in the hole, or you can knock off another player's bag. Like, that's pretty much it. Like, toss it, there's a little more strategy to it.
Yeah, because you have to, you know, target and make sure you get your bags and your squares first off. But then, you know, if another team's beating you, you might need to sacrifice a little bit. So I like it. I like where your head's at.
Yeah, and when it comes to like other modes, like we have lightning mode, which is same rules as classic, but there's no turns, so it's just a free for all tossing bags. And once you toss all your bags, you run in, grab the missed ones. And you just keep going till someone gets the middle one and all the other six beforehand.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's just chaos, like fun mode.
Yeah. I also like that because there's a lot more games coming out like that where like everybody can play and get involved if you have like a group of people over, which is makes it more fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are there any more game modes? Didn't you say you have a lot more in the works?
So right now we have seven, I believe. No, eight actually. So classic and then seven modified ones. Another one is party mode, which is really fun to play.
Yeah.
It's just same rules as classic, but every time a player successfully lands a bag in their box, a player to have a punishment just so it like spices up the classic game a little bit. So it could be like the blue player has to take their next toss on just or with their right eye closed or behind the back. So it kind of just spices up a little bit.
Yeah. No, I that's awesome. Yeah. I mean, one reason why like I'm so drawn to yard games is because the creativity that goes into like creating a game with rules and then people just like, you know, kind of attached to it. And you just creating so many different games within one game just makes it more fun. And yeah.
And I'm sure like as we play and customers play, they'll find new ways to play. We'll put it up on the website and then it just keeps growing from there.
Oh yeah. It's definitely better when you have a game that you can actually do different game modes like that. Cause there's some games that like you really can't do that, like especially just like cornhole, there's not really so many different game modes that you could do with that. So
yeah
makes it more fun.
Yeah.
Moving on, I know you haven't gotten all your product yet, but where are you getting it manufactured?
We're actually getting it made somewhere in China. I had wanted to keep it in the USA, but after getting some American prototypes made for $150, $100, and at cheapest price, $50 to make it per unit with just for the game mat. That's insane. Yeah. So we would have had to sell it for a really high price, like $150s.
Oh man. Yeah. Getting that target price down can be rough.
Yeah, because the mat that you're tossing on is essentially like an all-weather banner that can handle rain, wind, whatever. So it's not cheap to make.
Okay. Yeah, it's nice that it's very, you know, durable.
It shouldn't be affected by rain or like anything like that. And if you're playing at the beach, get sandy, whatever, you just wipe.
You just like rinse it right off or sand doesn't stick to it?
Yeah, no, sand sticks to it like a little bit, but if you just brush it off with your hand or a little bit of water, it'll come right off.
Okay. That's good. What are the bags that you're throwing? What are they like?
So they are 3-inch by 3-inch, like mini sandbags.
Okay.
A typical cornhole bag is 6 by 6. So we've pretty much cut that in half.
Nice. Yeah. It's fun, like, to me now that, like, I've played so many games, the object that you're throwing, it really affects your throwing style depending on what it is. And it's like so funny, like you're throwing something else. It's like, oh, now I gotta learn how to throw a little mini sandbag. Like, throw it a little bit differently.
the initial thought of like the poker chips was that you could easily fit all seven in one hand with a drink in your hand, and then still be able to toss. That was the thought about that. But we figured out that you could do the same thing with seven mini sandbags. They're not like they're not heavy like cornhole bags. They weigh like 80 grams or so. So they're tiny, but still have enough like weight to them that you can throw them just like you would like a normal cornhole bag. Like you can do the trick where you put the filling on one side so that you get a good grip and still toss it like you would for a cornhole bag.
Nice. That's awesome. I can't wait to try it out. See what different throwing style I come up with. Because I've played a game like Corkane where it's like all of a sudden you're learning how to throw a cork. And it's like, how many times have you thrown a cork before this? All right, guys. I hope you're enjoying the show so far. We'll be right back after this short break. Hey, if you love yard games, you are going to love my new Etsy shop. It is called Toss Yard Games, featuring dope illustrations of all the famous and the not so famous, not quite yet, yard games. Yes, I'm talking everything is in this shop. Graphic illustrations of games like Duluth, 21 or Bus, Quartersback, Spikeball, Can Jam, everything. So rep the game you love with a dope illustration at Toss Yard Games on Etsy. Check it out now. Links are in the show notes. All right, so welcome back. Let's get back into this chat. So I see you've been posting a lot. Have you been getting some good feedback on social media?
Yeah, for the most part, people seem to like that it's compact and that the carry bag is how it is, like a little drawstring, adjustable strap. The whole thing is like a foot long, 6 inches wide. So a lot smaller than cornhole.
Yeah. Very portable.
Yeah. I need to, get on posting social media more. Been busy with like school and sports and college stuff. So, gotta get on that. And then, I think the launch will go well.
Yeah. That's good. So how old are you again?
So I'm 17 right now. I turn 18 this Friday, May 20th.
Oh, wow.
And then pre-orders start as soon as I get the bank account.
Nice. Happy early birthday. I love that. Thank Young you. Entrepreneur. Just backing up a little bit. So I know your dad started this game or had the idea, but did you like already have kind of like a business mind, or is this like your first like business that you started?
This is the first business that I've actually started, but my mind for whatever reason is always like racing with new business ideas, new logos, branding. It's like a fun thing for me. So I was happy to start my own business. It'll be the first of many, I hope.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. Congratulations.
And thank you.
Yeah, the logo and stuff looks great. I like what you did with the website. It's all looking good. So hopefully things come together for you.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. So you're getting the game out there. When you're showing it to new customers or even just showing it to your friends and family for the first time, what were some common misconceptions that they thought about the game?
I think once customers will get the game, I think they'll be a little confused, like no points whatsoever. Like pretty much any other yard game you see out there has some sort of point system. We've just scrapped that completely. Like they're just trained to one person keep score, then you argue about the score. So that's just gone.
Yeah.
So it'll take some getting used to, I think, but I think they'll be happy to not have to remember a score after however many drinks deep if you're 21 plus.
Yeah, that's true. And just like what I put on my tally tumblers, you could just keep track of how many rounds that you won, because play a new round, there's got to be a winner. So
yeah, that's true.
Because there's other games too out there that you don't really keep track of the score, or the game goes by so fast that it's like easy to keep track of the score, but you already played like 3 or 4 rounds, so
yeah,
gotta keep track of that.
Yeah, me and were playing a few weeks ago, and we started to keep time for how long game, and just two people, it was like super quick rounds, so you could play a lot of games in one party setting or beach day, whatever.
Which like, game did you say?
We played a bunch of different modes, but
okay,
classic.
Yeah.
We would time it like lightning. We would time it just to get an idea of how long it would take.
Okay. Yeah, that's very cool. I like it. I'm excited for this because it's a unique game, so it's definitely different. You know how you see some yard games that are like combining a lot of others or kind of look a little bit like something else.
Yeah.
I like that this is just like unique. It's just like this is Toss It. Like you'll
see. I like to describe Toss It as a cornhole on a colorful checkerboard with no points.
That
seems like the best possible way to describe it.
I know. For me, when people ask me about like bocce, and they're like, "What's bocce like?" I'm like, "It's like a more sophisticated cornhole."
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. Well, this is all good stuff. Let's get into some random questions here. All right. What is your favorite dish at a cookout?
I would probably say hamburgers. I love hamburgers.
Yeah, I like a good hamburger, especially when it's done right, not like overcooked.
Yeah, that is true.
I know, and it's about to be grilling season too. I love it.
Yeah,
yeah, especially for you, probably up in New York. Is it still cold up there?
No, today it is 75 and sunny. It's beautiful out.
Hey, same here from Virginia Beach. It's just about beach weather.
Yeah.
All right. Second question. So what's your favorite backyard game to play, you know, besides Toss It?
Oh, definitely spike pole. I play every day with my track teammates before practice.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely probably a good like warm up like workout.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, next question. All right, so what backyard game do you feel like you are the worst at?
I don't really know. Like, I'm fairly good at most games, but I think the worst game I would be the worst at would be like a football one. Just like, I can throw a football, but it's not my strongest thing that I can do. any tossing game, like, or like active game like spike ball, like I'm good with. I'm fun.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Yeah, right. Yeah, right now I've been playing a lot of DAGs. I'm not sure if you've heard or seen that game. It's almost like cornhole for dice with a board. And
I think I've seen that.
Yeah, so right now my girl now she beats me all the time, but like I could beat like everybody else. I just can't beat her. I'm like, this is ridiculous.
No, you gotta practice.
I know, right? All right, so next question. Oh, it's a good one. If you had to get rid of a yard game or a sport, what would it be?
Oh, I don't think I could get rid of a yard game. I just like yard games. I think the sport that I'd probably get rid of is probably football. I know that's going to be controversial, but I just like, it's not favorite thing to watch. Like, I watch the Super Bowl when it happens. Mostly I eat the food and hang out.
Of course.
I don't know. It's not my favorite thing.
Yeah, I'm not a huge football fan. For me, at least watching on TV, it's probably baseball. I feel like it's so boring on TV. But I like going to like a live game, though. Like, that's fun.
Yeah.
All right, last one. So you say you have a lot of ideas in your head. Do you have a hobby that like you haven't started yet, but you want to do?
I don't think there's a hobby right that I want to start. There's hobbies that I definitely want to get better at. I've been getting into pickleball. I really like pickleball.
Okay.
So I'd like to get better at pickleball.
Nice. That's a good answer. I actually haven't played pickleball yet, surprisingly.
Oh, you gotta try it.
I know. and it's like blowing up around here. There's a lot of courts. There's leagues starting up. I think that's gonna be. I'm gonna put that on the list of things to do in the next couple weeks. I've actually been playing a lot more tennis though, too. Like in general.
But, yeah, tennis is fun.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's good. I think we got to know you a little bit. I just got a couple more questions for you.
All right.
So how long ago did the business actually start from the initial concept?
First concept, I think, was 2018.
Okay.
We made two prototypes summer of 2018. Kind of forgot about it for a while. It was up in the garage collecting dust. So I found it summer of 2020 while we were stuck at home. Brought out the painted one, started to repaint it, and then decided to get a printed copy. And then that summer of 2021, we decided, you know what, finally, let's finally do this.
Okay. So from that time frame, like looking back to when you first started, what's something that you would have done differently or changed in that time?
Something more recently, when we were figuring out like domain and websites this past February, I wish we hadn't bought the GoDaddy website. We one morning bought the domain from them and just kind of on an impulse, we bought the website package too, spent like $200 on that, and then realized that it was terrible. We couldn't really do anything with it, and then just dropped that and moved on to Shopify.
Hey, that's a good nugget of information, because I feel like people could get sucked into that and not knowing which one to get.
I was looking at it, I was like, oh wow, Shopify has all these apps, you can really customize it, it's about the same price, like why didn't I look into this beforehand?
Yeah, and it's tough as a new business or just starting a new business in general. There are so many things that get thrown at you that it's hard to figure out, like, which one should I do, which one's going to be best for my work style or just for my product in general. There's a lot of things to look at.
A lot of risks too. Like, you just gotta make a choice and hope it works out.
Yes, yeah, gotta be risk tolerant or just be able to just pull the trigger and go make a decision.
Yeah.
All right. Next question. What are you most excited about coming up for the business?
So I'm ready to launch pre-orders. I want the game out there. I had wanted to launch pre-orders April 1st when I first announced the game. But since I'm not 18, I can't legally take payments on Shopify. So that kind of delayed it by 2 months, which in the long run wasn't too bad because we're not getting the shipment in until June. So anyone who buys the pre-order only has to wait like 6 weeks for the game instead of 2.5 months or whatever it would be.
Okay.
So it kind of makes it sound a little bit better.
Yeah, no, that sounds good. Is it just you in the business, or is your dad helping you out?
So technically, I own 100% of the business. My name's on the LLC, all that. It'll be on the bank account.
Okay.
But any ideas, any manufacturing stuff, I always get my dad's opinion. We talk about it. Yeah, we still work together on it because it was his idea.
Yeah.
He just let me have it almost, but work on it together.
I love that. It's a good little family bond and connection that's going on. I like that.
Yeah, definitely. Because we always like for years throw business ideas back and forth at each other. Like, would this work? Would that work? So it's like a little thing we do, and then we finally pull the trigger on toss it.
Nice, nice.
Yeah, it made the most sense to go with toss it, just because it kind of fit my brand on social media. Like, I post content for an account tribe on TikTok and Instagram, like 160,000-ish followers on TikTok. So it kind
Nice.
of fit.
Yeah,
Made sense to do it.
how's your TikTok posting going? I saw some putting toss it in random pictures, like photoshopping them in there.
Yeah, that was when I was in Hawaii. I was like trying to find time to like make content while enjoying the vacation. So I
Yeah.
was like, all right, I need to post something. I got these like funny pictures. Like, why don't I kind of edit toss it into there?
Yeah.
Do it for like 2 weeks or so. I think I did like 12 days of it. And got some views, got the accounts going, and now it's time to post videos on how to play, and that kind of thing.
Love it. I love it. Well, I mean, that's all I got for you. I just have one last question. As a new young yard game entrepreneur, what is your quote, mantra, or inspiration that's getting you up and getting you ready and prepared to sell, toss it every single day?
I'm just focusing on the experience. Like, we're all kind of like glued to our screens every day. Like, I'm guilty of it too, but we kind of need to stop. Like, we don't have connections with people anymore. Like, yard games are like a perfect way to just turn off your phone, hang out, like just experience life, kind of. So that's kind of what's getting me going.
I love that. Yeah, just get out there, experience, and have fun with friends. Playing toss it.
Yeah,
Oh,
absolutely.
man. Well, Jack, this has been fun. Like, I'm stoked. I'm happy for you. I am glad there's a new game coming to the market that's unique and looks like fun. And I can't wait to get my hands on it and play it on the beach.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm looking forward to getting in people's hands.
Well, best of luck, and if there's anything I could do to help, I will share and promote and all that good stuff. And once again, yeah, I wish you the best of luck, and thanks for chatting with me and telling me all about the game.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Right, man. I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, have a good one.
That was Jack, creator of the game Toss It. Yes, Toss It is a brand new game that, like I said, there's no scoring. Interesting. And you could play with a ton of players, which is great when you need a fun game that everybody could play with at a party. Check them out. Links are in the show notes. Dates for the drop will be down there as well. It is coming soon. We got a young entrepreneur on the scene, so support him. Play some Toss It. Add this game to your yard game collection. And yeah, guys, I'll see you guys in the next one. I have a lot more games coming up for you guys. And tally tumblers are here, so grab a tally tumbler as well. And I'll catch you guys in the next one. Peace.